Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Awareness of contradictions is so much easier to see in others. For example, when I watched a friend talking about how he wanted to lose weight as he was putting the third pork chop on his plate. Obvious to me, maybe not so obvious to him, the contradiction between word and action. Or the boss I had, who when he got feedback from his staff on a survey that he didn't listen, called a staff meeting to explain, no, he did listen. To paraphrase Peter Senge in his book, Fifth Discipline, habits of which we are unaware hold us as prisoners. Contradictions are so much easier to see in others. If we are attempting to show up as our best selves in our lives, one of the things that helps is to become more aware of our thoughts, more aware of our action. To thine own self be true, that ancient wisdom requires that we know ourselves a bit, that we become really curious, compassionate observers of self. So for example, if you catch yourself loading the third pork chop on your plate while saying you need to lose weight, it's a great time to notice it, get curious about it, perhaps even laugh at your own contradiction. So what helps us get more aware? What helps us see those contradictions that we see in others but don't often see in ourselves? Well, a key aspect of this is a reflective practice. What do I do on an ongoing basis where I might more clear-eyed look at what I do and say and explore any contradictions or dissonance that I'm experiencing? Because we don't see what we don't see. We have stories that we've been living out since we were children, scripts that we've created for ourselves that made sense as a kid to stay safe, to be approved of, but they may not be ours to continue as an adult. So where are you feeling a little bit of a pinch? Where do you feel a little bit of a struggle or frustration? Like, why can't I be more patient? Or why don't I listen to somebody? Or why do I get defensive? It's a fabulous time to bring in the practice of reflection, which requires noticing with curiosity and compassion. So I used to journal for years, but I wouldn't really say it was great self-reflection. I would just write about all these terrible things that were happening and how everybody else should change and what was wrong with everybody else. But I was really having difficulty looking at my own part. And if you can't look at your own part, you don't see what you don't see. So as an example, years ago, I bought a dress for my daughter's wedding, and I thought I looked great, which from the front I did. But luckily, my husband, who looked at me in the dressing room and looked at the back of the dress, he said, oh, you look terrible, which of course I was offended. Until I turned around, I could see what he could see. It's like, oh, that's not good. What kind of reflective practice can we do that gives us that more broad lens on ourselves? What helped me get a broader view on my story? Things like being part of a learning group where I heard other stories, and in contrast, I could see my own more clearly. Getting outside help from a coach, a therapist, or spiritual director, someone that can ask you questions that you might not be asking yourself. Taking the time to notice a reaction in my body. Is my gut churning? Wonder what that is about. The way I approach journaling that shifted my living out the old story just in a journal form was to do some different kinds of things. Do some creative writing, set a timer and just write on a question. Different ways that helped me become a better observer of self. And of course, one of the granddaddies, grandmothers of reflection that really supports being a great observer of self is a form of meditation. And there are many forms, but a form of meditation where you become an observer of self. So if we can just create more time for curiosity, for compassionate reflection, it's possible that we can do what Jung says. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.